Welcome to the Envision Rise podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Hagerty, Vice President of Equity and Inclusion for Envision Rise. My guest today is a repeat guest from the Jewish Community Center here in Denver, Mr. Mike Sofer, CEO. Welcome, Mike.
Stacey, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
We had such a good time talking on our first episode with you. We decided to do it again because you've got lots of great things coming up at the Jewish Community Center in Denver. Before we get started, though, why don't you tell us about your role at the JCC?
I am the CEO. I've been here a couple of years and just really love it. It's a really special place. Every generation represented here every single day. So from 8-week-old to the 98-year-old, so you get to see it all.
Well, and the first time you and I talked, I learned that there are hundreds of Jewish community centers around the world. Why don't you tell us specifically a little bit about the JC at Denver?
JC at Denver is 101 years old. We started on the west side. We've had three different locations. We've been here in this location since 1962. We also have a summer camp that's about an hour and 15 minutes down the road, an overnight camp. It's a really special place. We feel really lucky to be located in this central part of Denver for so many years. Really great access for everybody.
Now, a lot of times on the Envision Rise podcast, we bring on artists and places such as the JCC that support culture and the arts. So the JCC Meisel Arts and Culture Center, tell us about that. If you're from the Denver area, I'm sure you're aware of it. But if you're for the folks that aren't necessarily from Denver who are listening in, let's hear about it.
The Meisel Arts and Culture Center really is the art arm of the JCC Denver. It is a separate 501c3. We focus on everything from theater production and hosting special events, et cetera, to part of our arts department is also housed in it. And there we do ceramics and painting, et cetera, et cetera. But the culture center itself really focuses on movies, music, theater, stand-up comedy, you name it, we've got it.
So talk to me a little bit about the role of the Meisel Arts Center and the JCC in the community. You and I, before we started recording, were talking about the difference between the Jewish Community Center and perhaps your synagogue and what the JCC provides in contrast to what might take place at a synagogue.
So I think what's really important to talk about is that we're really the hub of the community. We're not a synagogue. We don't have religious services here unless a synagogue would like to use our building and host their services here. But we do a lot around tradition and culture of Jewish-based programs, services, holidays, et cetera, to celebrate the traditions and culture of family. And so the center itself is open to anyone and everyone. You don't have to be Jewish to come here, but the activities and programs that we host are based very heavily in Jewish tradition, Jewish values, Jewish cultural elements. And we hope that those opportunities made available to everyone help build a sense of community and belonging. And so I like to think of the Jewish Community Center as everybody's home.
I love that so much. And I've been there a couple of times, and it really is one of the most inclusive places in Denver. And I just adore it so much. But you've got a big thing coming up, the Jam Series. Tell
we
me
do.
About the
Jam Series.
What is it? What's it stand for? What should you
do? So it's our 16th year. It's the Newstead Jam Series, and Jam is J-A-A-M, and that stands for Arts, Authors, Music, and Movies. So the series takes place over the course of the fall of 23 and the spring, summer of 24. There's about 15 events through the year. We kick the season off on September 27th with renowned reporter Dan Abrams, covering what he calls State of Play, which is a focus on the political landscape today. which should be really interesting as we head into these early stages of the next election.
Interesting is a word. What's the history of the Jam series? He said 16 years. How did this begin?
It started with a very dear friend of ours, Kathy Newstead, who had a vision for bringing this kind of arts and culture to the JC and making it available to the wider community.
And why is it so important to bring Jewish art, Jewish culture to the city of Denver?
I think the interesting thing about the Jam series in particular is it's not necessarily a specific Jewish message. It's might be artists who happen to be Jewish. It might be a film that is about something related to Judaism. It might be the producer of a film who happens to be Jewish. So the connection to Judaism may be very direct or in some cases indirect, but what we're hoping happens for people is that we're exposing them to people, messages, opportunities that are rooted in Jewish tradition, Jewish values, Jewish relationships. And then it opens up an area and opportunity around arts and culture that are not provided by anybody else in the city.
As we always say, the arts are such a great way to include people in cultures that they don't necessarily identify with.
Yeah.
And that's okay, that we can learn things about one another through the arts that there's just no other way to learn. And it often feels less daunting and less uncomfortable when it's done in the context of the arts.
Yeah, I really hope people that come and enjoy it, whether they've been coming for 16 years or whether they choose to come for the first time this year, that they'll find the dialogue and the conversations valuable and bridge builders. And if they've never been here before and this is their first time, I hope they start coming back over and over again.
So what events are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to Dan very much. I am really intrigued. I've watched him on various channels through the year, so I'm really intrigued to see his presentation and to hear the conversation that he provokes. So on October 25th, we have True Colors coming in. It's produced by a group out of Santa Monica, California, called The Parade. And it's basically a salon theater show of Jews of color sharing true stories about their yearning and belonging and the rich kind of complicated history and question around identity. And while all people can face challenges and struggles, Jews of color have some extra ones. And I think that kind of conversation and dialogue in a place like this opens up lines of thinking. Again, it builds bridges. And I'm really excited to see how they interpret it. And then on the 18th of January, we have an award-winning off-Broadway production called Wiesenthal, which is the story of Simon Wiesenthal, who, while he survived the Holocaust, he lost 89 family members and spent his entire life trying to bring Nazis to justice. And so this particular production is on the day of his retirement. It's the last group of Americans that come to his office in the Jewish Documentation Center in Vienna. So I think that will be a very interesting and enlightening production.
Got some really great things coming up. How do people find the schedule? How do they get tickets? How do they participate?
Well, the easiest way is go to jccdenver.org/jam, J-M, and they'll find the entire lineup there. They'll find the tickets. Tickets range from anywhere from $18 to $84. We try to keep the costs down where we can because we're excited about just the opportunity to expose people to these different elements. You can always call us and you can also stop by. We have a very nice brochure. I've got it sitting right here that runs the entire season of the Mizell Arts and Culture Center and gets into all of the other areas beyond Jam as well.
Mike, I'm looking forward to this season. It looks like there's a lot of great things coming up. Anything else we should know about coming up at the JCC, or is Jam taking over?
Again, a lot of it's in this brochure, what kind of programs and services, but we do everything here. So if you're looking for a place or a member of the community is looking for a place to to meet people, to engage on a day-to-day basis, whether they want a fitness center, where they want to play tennis, whether they want to take a ceramics course, whether they have children that want to enjoy a summer camp experience, whether that's overnight camp or day camp, we have it. And I think what makes us particularly special and what gets me up every morning is that people have been coming here and participating with us generation after generation. The stories I hear, the people I meet are so special. And we hope everybody in the community, again, Jewish or non-Jewish, will feel welcome and invited, come be part of this community.
As always, Mike, I've enjoyed our conversation. You got me excited about things that are going to be coming up in the community. For those of you who are not in Denver, check out your local Jewish community center. There's a really good chance there's one in your town. Thanks so much, Mike Soper, CEO of JCC Denver. For those of you that would like more information about us, you can find us at envisionrise.com.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Subscribe, rate, and review the show, and be a part of making a difference, because it starts with you.